If someone were telling your story years from now, what do you hope they would say about you? What legacy do you want to leave behind?
That she did a lot of work in places where we were, such as in the church, in the schools when the children were in school, and being in places, committees and all that I have lived or worked on. And then also that I like people a lot. I can be very good person in an organization and help. I don't just go. I go and do help things. And such as like when the children were in school, I did a lot of PTA organization. And I've been working with people for helping other people. I was on the Salvation Army board, for instance, and many others. So I try to do what I have to do in my city because I like it and I need it, and I don't need just everybody else to do things for me.
Will you talk a little bit about NCCJ when you worked there?
Yes. I was talking before about my other things, but then I was in the National Conference of Christians and Jews, and I was the director in Greensboro for 13 years, working with all kinds of people, white, black, all kinds of religions, all kinds of people from other countries, particularly working with high school kids so that they could learn that really learning about all the other people, and they were learning a lot from them, and so that they really, in their insides, they all had the same kind of companies and questions and things to learn, but they're all about being people. It's not the color. And it's not the language, it's being people.
What legacy do you want to leave behind?
I want my children to be helping in the community. I want them to be healthy. I want them to have family people that they want to be with and do together. And I want them to help because they like the city, and I want them to thank the city and have them do things in to make the city even better.
Where do you live now, and why did you choose to live there? What do you like or dislike about it?
In terms of place in the United States, I like it very much in Greensboro, North Carolina, and I have been to several other states that I have lived in, such as Ohio, Illinois, New York, Connecticut, and New Jersey, but we have been in North Carolina for 50 years. This is the third one house that we have lived in Greensboro, North Carolina. My favorite house was one that we lived more than 30 years with the children. And then we went to another house, and now we're at a smaller house for seniors. And I like the house, but it's too far away for people that are real, you can talk to them and all that. I miss, and I also miss being around where things are that you don't have to go very far to. But I like the house itself.
Do you remember any of the previous addresses in Greensboro where you lived?
On Tallwood was one of them. There was one, what was the next one?
Tallwood was for 30 plus
years. I think
years,
it was, right? 4209.
4208.
Or 8.
Tallwood. Yeah. And then it was Bruton Place.
Bruton
South
Place, that's right.
Was the next one. I don't remember the number.
602 maybe.
Ooh. And then you moved to this place here in...
It's 4510.
Is this... Jamestown or Greensboro?
This is Greensboro.
Okay.
But it's...
If you go across Wendover, it's Jamestown, I think.
It's High Point.
What hobbies or activities do you enjoy?
And go.
I already did it. I enjoy reading. I like to travel. I like to work and be with people. I like to, what else did I say? I like.
You talked about family.
Having the family around a lot of times, as many as we can. Did I say travel? Mm-hmm. I like to travel.
We talked about civic activities, church.
Learning all the time, whether it's in reading or on the computer or being on classes that are available for seniors. But I've always lived, I liked getting learning before I was seniors also, but this is a particularly nice, and I like being with my friends and learning new friends.